You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're on the eve of the ICC World 2020. The action gets underway in India on Tuesday. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined on the line by former England cricketer and now assistant coach of Essex, Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good man. You looking forward to the World 2020?
Yeah, it should be really good. Been catching a few of the warm-up games, so, you know, the sides look well up for it. And then, you know, in India, it's always a great event, especially with the 2020 IPL. We've seen how big that is, so it should be a fantastic tournament.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Should be good. Let's just have a quick chat about the format of the tournament as well, if we may, Anthony, because it's kind of split in two, isn't it? You've got the eight top nations, if you like, which already qualify for the Super Tens, and then you've got eight other nations bidding to qualify there as well. Do you want to just talk us through how it works?
Yeah, obviously the qualifiers will play off first, and we'll go into Group A and Group B. So the likes of Afghanistan, Zimbabwe, Bangladesh for me are probably the three best qualifiers, and they'll slip into Group A, Group B. I think Bangladesh are the standout one, and I think the pool they're in, they'll go into Australia, India, Pakistan and New Zealand's group. So that's good news for England, because I think the other two probably have a chance of qualifying. Afghanistan and Zimbabwe are probably not as strong as the Bangladesh, especially in the Indian conditions.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, you've got Group A and Group B to start with in the qualifiers. The winners of those go into Group 1 and Group 2 respectively, which is the Super Tens. And then the winner and runner-up in each of those groups go through to the semis and obviously progress to the final. So a bit of a long-winded way around things, but it's good in a way because it means that some of the lesser nations have a chance of making it to the big stage, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, and it's quite a good format because they get a few games against each other first, and as you say, if they top the group, they're going to the Super 10, so, you know, it's a good carrot for the lesser nations, you know, to be involved in the World Cup proper.
Let's have a look at the outright betting then for the ICC World 2020. We'll start with India, 2-1 favourites, they're the host nation, and rightfully at the top of the market for you, Anthony?
Yeah, you know, they're going to take some stop in the played really well in the warm-up stuff. Strong all round. Probably, you could say, maybe not some big hitters, you know, coming down at, say, 7, 8, 9, but they've got people like Masindra Singh Dhoni. But I just think they're balanced. They've got some excellent players up front. Spinners as well, which are massive in India. And they know the conditions. And, you know, that will play a huge part for me. So I think they're rightly favourites and they'll take some stopping.
India could take some stopping then. 2-1 at the head of the betting. Second in the market is Australia, 9-2. Remarkably, when you think about it, Australia have never even won this competition. I know there's only been five renewals so far, but is this their year to get close?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're going to miss Mitchell Starc. Obviously, Mitchell Johnson isn't there anymore. I think the batting's fine. I'm not sure about the bowling. So I don't think, you know, when we talk about in a while, I don't think they make the semi-finals, Australia. I think from India's group, I really like Pakistan. I just think their bowling attack, and again, they'll know the subcontinent conditions really, really well. I think they're a dangerous team and someone to really look at.
Well, Pakistan currently 10-1 in the outright betting. Let's mention South Africa next. They're 9-2. What do you make of their chances?
Again, they're flatter to deceive in the big tournaments. I know they struggled recently in India, but they've got players who've got a lot of experience in IPL and 2020 cricket. You know, the likes of De Villiers, Amla, Miller, Imran Tahir, I think will play a big role for them. I think out of the group they're in with England, Sri Lanka, West Indies and one of the qualifiers, I think they're the team to watch in that side. So I think they'll certainly get to the semis, but I don't think they'll go on and win it.
Okay, so South Africa probably to get through the group stage then. England next in the market, 6-1. What do you make of England's chances, Anthony?
I think they've got an exciting lineup in terms of the batting and the youth and the all-rounders. Whether they've got the spinners and the strike bowlers to really make an impact, that's the thing that worries me. I think hitting all the way down, you know, with likes of Butler and Stokes coming late in. But I've got them down just to miss out on the semi-finals. I think West Indies probably will just edge them. But I think if they can get wickets up front, England have a real chance with the batting they've got. But I just don't think they will have enough firepower up front.
All right, well, we'll move on to England's stage of elimination in a minute then. It sounds like you're leaning towards the Super 10 stage, but we'll go into a bit more detail in a moment. We've already mentioned Pakistan as well. New Zealand and West Indies, a couple of others that are priced up at 10-1. Either of those two are on your shortlist here?
No, I think New Zealand are in a tough group. I think they're a really good team unit, but I think with Australia, India and Pakistan in that side of the draw, I think they're going to struggle to make the semi-finals. I think West Indies will sneak through with South Africa. I don't think Sri Lanka will have enough. I think this is West Indies' best form of the game 2020. And, you know, they're getting some good spinners. And again, they've normally played well in this form of the game and in these conditions as well.
Okay, just want to expand on your thoughts on Sri Lanka a little bit. They're 16-1. Obviously, they're the reigning champions coming into this. I don't think there'll be many tournaments where the reigning champions will be 16-1 to retain their title. Have they got that little of a chance?
Yeah, I think with the you know, a couple of guys who've retired, and Malinga, I think, has got a little bit of an injury doubt over him. You can never rule them out. Again, in these conditions, the subcontinent teams. But I just don't think they've got enough, especially if Malinga's carrying an injury. I don't think they've got enough, again, similar to England with a bowling up front. And I think they just might struggle with a little bit of experience as well.
All right, just to finish off the look at the outright betting, 25-1 for Bangladesh, the rest of the teams all in triple-figure prices. Are we going to see any kind of remarkable shock in this tournament, do you think?
I can't see. I mean, you always get one, don't you? I mean, I think Bangladesh could maybe upset someone, I really do. I don't think they'll go on to be the semi-finals, but I think they can beat one of the bigger nations, so that wouldn't surprise me at all. As I said, I think Afghanistan or Zimbabwe will come into England's side of the draw. They might get a win, but I just see the four semi-finalists as India, Pakistan, which might surprise a few people, but I think their bowling is really top draw, and South Africa and West Indies. So I've got the four big nations going through to the semis.
If I were to give you one anti-post bet then, you've just mentioned your four semi-finalists, who would you back to go on to win it?
I'm going to go with Pakistan. I think India will take some stopping, but I think if Pakistan can get their act together, I know they're very, very inconsistent and not the easiest team to bet on, but I really do fancy them. There's something, you know, telling me that they've got a real chance, so I'll be going for Pakistan.
Pakistan then 10-1 in the market in the outright market for the ICC World 2020. Then let's move on to some of the players that could stand out. Then we'll start with the top tournament batsmen. The market looks like this: Rohit Sharma is 9-1, as is Virat Kohli. AB de Villiers is 10-1. David Warner 12s. Chris Gayle 14s. With Usman Khawaja, it's 16-1 for Guptill. Quinton de Kock 16s as well, and 20s or bigger for the others. In terms of top tournament batsmen, Anthony, if you were to pick a few out of there, who would you like the look of?
Yeah, I mean, it goes, I guess, without saying that the further the team go, the more innings they get. So that's why I'm going to go with the leader of the market, Rohit Sharma. I think he's in fantastic form. I'm going for him just to edge out Virat Kohli. I think India, you know, have a real chance of getting to the final. So I'm going to go with Sharma. He knows the conditions, fantastic player, and I think he's going to have a big tournament.
On to the bowlers, the next top tournament bowler. 10-1 the field here. We've got 10-1 joint favourites, Imran Tahir and Ashwin, both 10-1. Mohammed Amir is 14-1, 16s for Nehra. Jadeja is 16-1 as well. Adil Rashid, 20s. Bumrah is 20s as well, as is Malinga. And then 22-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like with ball in hand then for this tournament?
I would have normally gone for a spinner in this market, especially with it being India. But there's one outstanding bowler at the moment. I'm not sure if you saw him bowl against India in the warm-ups, Mohammad Amir. I mean, he's come back from his lengthy ban. He's bowling really quickly and swinging it as well with that new ball. As I said, I'd normally lead towards someone like Tahir or Ashwin, but I think Mohammad Amir, I really do think he's going to be a star of this tournament. So I'm going to go with the left-armer from Pakistan, Mohammad Amir.
Mohammad Amir, 14-1. With it being 10-1, the field, I suppose you could chuck a couple of darts at the board there, couldn't you? And
you could. I mean, I still think spin play a big part. Again, I'd go with someone like Ashwin from India because I think he'll go to the last stages. Tahir might not be a bad shout. You've also got maybe Nareen from West Indies you could maybe go with. But if I had to pick one, as I say, I'd go with Amir.
Okay, final bit of the podcast we're going to look at. Stage of elimination for England then. All these England fans listening will want to know where you think they'll get to in this tournament. England stage of elimination. Super 10 stage is 10-11. It's 2-1 for semi-final. Runner-up sixes and winner 6-1. If you had to pick one of those, which would you go with?
I'd have to go Super 10s. I think it might be nip and tuck. They might prove me wrong, but I just don't think they're going to have enough, unfortunately, for the England fans. So I'm going to go with Super 10s.
Super 10s, England stage of elimination. Then any other markets that have caught your eye or anything else you want to mention before we go?
No, I don't think so. I just think Mohammad Amir would be my best bet of the tournament. I really, as you can tell, I'm pretty excited about him. I think he's in really good form. And I think at that price, he's a genuinely really good bet.
Superb. Good work, Anthony. Thank you very much. Good luck. I'm sure we'll catch up with you later on in the tournament as well.
Yeah. Catch up soon. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.